Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 26th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the reintroduction of the National Youth Service, which is notorious for churning out violent pro-ZANU-PF militias, derisively known as Green Bombers. The National Association of Youth Organizations last week appealed to Parliament to block the program, fearing the ruling ZANU-PF is planning to use graduates to unleash violence in next year's general elections. The National Youth Service was introduced in the year 2000 by then Youth Minister Bodagezi, saying it was meant to transform and empower youths for national building through life skills training and leadership development. The Youth Brigade quickly turned into a nightmare for the opposition MDC leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, whose supporters were constantly attacked and allegedly killed by the militias who supported then-President Robert Mugabe. To date, their mere mention evokes emotions from victims or those old enough to have seen them at work. And that is why there is apprehension about the reintroduction of the National Youth Program, especially ahead of the 2023 elections. Plus, we will also be looking at the national strike by workers over poor salaries planned for tomorrow and Thursday. Li chona njani zulugandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Namuhla sikhangela udaba lokusungulwa njalo kohlelo lokulolonga abasakhulayo abadume ngodlakela uhlelo lwe National Youth Service. Eminyakeni edluleyo lolu hlelo belulolonga abasakhulayo bezanu PF bethi besuka lapho sibone sebesetshenziswa ukutshaya abamabandla aphikisayo ikakhulu abe-MDC. Lokhu kwenzeke kakhulu ngesikhathi kusabusa uMongameli Robert Mugabe, njalo iMDC isakhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Inhlanganiso zabasakhulayo sezicele iPhalamende ukuthi imise lolu hlelo ngoba zithi iZANU-PF isizama ukulolonga abatsha abazatshaya abantu kukhetho oluzayo. Sizaxoxa njalo ngohlelo lokukhalala umsebenzi phezu kweholo kusasa. Kwaziwayi batereri nasi muchirongwa cheve chibiki The Connection tiri kutaura nekuparurwa zvakare kwechirongwa cheNational Youth Service. Icho chinozikanwa nevanopikisa sechirongwa chekudzidzisa vechidiki veZANU-PF kuita zvemhirizhonga. Chirongwa ichi chinozikanwa neveruzhinji nezita rekuti maGreen Bomber, avo vanova magraduates echirongwa ichi. Chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa muna 2000 namuchakabvu vaBodagezi, avo vaiva gurukota rezve vechidiki. Vachiti chinangwa chaiva chekudzidzisa vechidiki ava nhoroondo yenyika. Asi vechidiki ava vakanga vava kushandiswa neZANU-PF kurova vemapato anopikisa zvikuru sei bato reMDC, iro raitungamirwa nemusakabvu waMorgan Tsvangirai. Tichataura zvakare nenyaya yekuramwa mabasa kuchaitika mangwana uye nemusi wechina. And we start our show tonight in Harare where VOA's Studio 7 reporter Godwin Mangudla spoke to Stephen Sarkozy Chuma of the opposition CCC. Vachuma vanoti chirongwa cheNational Youth Service hachifanirwi kuitwa zvachose.
Nauya kudzoswa kweurongwa hweNational Youth Service haisi nhaunyuwani, haisi nhau itsva. Takambozviona kumashure pakamboita urongwa uhu kuna na 2008 vanhu vakatambura nokurohwa vabereki vachipisirwa dzimba dzavo, uyezve tochiona kuti pakati mabi elections this year tine mamembers edu akafa nekuda kweviolence yagara iriko yemamilitia groups ezanupf. So apa zvavakungoita ZANUPF navamunangagwa vanoda kungoofficializa, vanoda kungoregulariza nyaya yetsagare, vanoda kuregulariza nyaya yemamilitia groups. Tinozviziva kuti nyaya yeNational Youth Service magroupu avo avada kugadzirira sarudzo ya 2023 kuti kana vadyiwa sezvatotarisa kuti vachadyiwa zvine mutsindo vachada kufamba vachityidzira vanachiro vavanhu. Saka nekuti ZANUPF inobhiliva munyaya dzeviolence havasi ivo vatingati the rightful people kuti valide urongwa hweNational Youth Service. Inhau inoda vanhu vane maoko akachena, inhau inoda government irresponsible. Iyi government yatinayo nokuti inouraya, inopfuura vanhu mumasiri zvatakaona muna August 2018 haikwanisi kulida chirongwa cheNational Youth Service.
Saka chii chingaitwa kuti chirongwa ichi chinge chiitwa zvakajeka uye chisingaitiwe zvematongerwo enyika kana zvokushandiswa mune zvemhirishonga?
Chirongwa ichi chinofanira kuitwa nema independent organizations ekuti kana vanhu vakagara pasi vakawirirana vochuza vanhu vanofanira kulida chirongwa ichocho, vatoziva kuti vanhu ava very credible. Hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yegukura hundi, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yemakavhotera papi operation, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yekupfuura vanhu musi wa1 August, hatigoni kutora munhu ane mbiri yokuuraya macivilians pamaby elections kukwekwe mune mumwe. Toti chilida process iyoyo, patoti political party yakadaro inotaura kuti opposition inda vanofanira kutswanyiwa, ngaichilida process yakadaro. Iyi process yadi vanhu vanoda zvemhirizhonga.
Tiri kuona paurongwa hwakaparwa nehurumende chirongwa ichi chinonzi chishange chiri kombausari, tiri kuona hamusi kufara nacho. Saka muchaita sei kana chikaimplimenta?
Ndo patiri kutaura kuti ZANUPF haisi kunzwisisa kuti nyaya youth service purpose yayo ndeyei. Youth service inofanira kunge ichiita kuti vechidiki vanzwe kuda nyika yavo yatingati pachirungu patriotism. Zvino patriotism ilove, haimanichidzigwi vanhu. Rudo runoitika naturali. Kana hurumende yakanaka chiita zvido zvevanhu, vanhu vanongoenda vega vonojoina. Uye kana vechidiki vakona zvishuwa chirongwa chacho chakanaka chikutwa zvakanaka chisingamanikidzigwi vanhu, vanoenda vega. The moment yamumanikidzira vanhu, it means there's a hidden motive, pane hidden agenda inenge ida kuitwa izvozvo.
VaStephen Sarkozy Chuma ndivo vakafanira kubata chigaro chemutungamiriri wevechidiki muCCC, vanga vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla weStudio 7. Tataura zvakare navataurai Kandishaya, avo vanova mutevedzeri wemurongi wemisangano yevechidiki muZANUPF.
Pachemutanga vanhu vanofanira kunzwisisa zvinonzi National Youth Service zvinorevei. Icho chirungu pachezvacho chinongoreva kuti mwana wechidiki wese anotarisirwa uye kukurudzirwa kuti ashandire nyika yake. Saka ichi chirongwa chamunoenda vanhu kunodzidziswa kushandira nyika yako kuti chinonzi kuzvipira chii, chicharisa nhoroondo yenyika ine inotaurwa mubumbiro remutemo kuti kune vanasikana nevanakomana vechidiki vakati vaona kuti nyika yedu tagarwa matunduru nevapambepfumi vakati taakuenda kunosunungura nyika. Ikoko icho chinonzi National Youth Service. Saka apa vechidiki vedu vaakuenda kukunodzidziswa kuti iwe uri mwana mutema, uri mwana wemuZimbabwe, chinonzi Zimbabwe chii, inochengetwa sei, unofanira kuishandira sei.
Saka ndezvipi zvimwe zvamunoda kuti zvinge zviri muchirongwa ichi?
Chirongwa ichi hachifaniri kuendwa neanoda, chinofanira kuendwa nemunhu wese. Kaita sanyika dzakaita sana China, nyika dzakaita sana America, zvinorema kuti uwane basa kana usina kupfuura nekudana rekudzidziswa pamusoro penyika yako, rekuedzwa kutraiwa kupiswa in the test of time kuti unokwanisa here kumirira nyika yako kana zvaoma. Saka chekutanga ndechekuti hurumende ngaiti mwana wese kubvira ari kulevhel yeprimary ngavaende kuNational Youth Service.
Ko munoti chii nemashoko evamwe wekuti havasi kufara nenyaya yekuti pakambomiswa chirongwa ichi muna 2007 chinenge chakiitiswa zvematongerwo enyika chichishandiswa nevanhu vebato renyimi rezanupf?
Ndo zvinoita zvipomerwa. Kana paine zvipomerwa zvanga zviripo muna 2007 iye zvinoti hamuna 2022, zvizhinji kwazvo zvakaitwa nana TPC zvakaitwa nana MGC tinotori nenhoroondo yekuti MGC yaisabhadhara vashandi asi izvezvi mukaenda kuMGC kune vashandi tine nhoroondo yekuti TPC yakatanga kurohwa maelections kubva kuma 1999 asi nanhasi varungu kubvisa saka hatigoni kuti titarise kuti kumashuroko zvakambomiswa sei aiwa tinoramba tichienderera mberi ndosaka muchiona tine nyaya the re-engagement and engagement ya President E.G. Mnangagwa inongoreva kuti kana paine zvinhu zvisina kufamba zvakanaka kare nezvino zvaakudzoka zvishamisika zvakanaka inongoreva kuti kana paine pakapotseka paakutwasanurwa asi hatingagone kuti titi zvaishandiswa zvematongerwo enyika nekuti chinoitika kana munhu abva kunational youth service anenge akunzwisisa chinonzi nyika yake anenge akugona kupa nyika yake rudo izvozvo chete kana wazviita varungu vanotanga kuti wapanduka varungu vanotanga kutaura kuti ZANU-PF sei zvichidaro nekuti ZANU-PF chete ndiro bato rine vanhu vakazvipira kushandira nyika yezimbabwe saka zvinoita sekuti munhu abva kunational youth service ukazomutochisarudza bato rekuenda haagoni kusarudza bato rine vapambe kuru anongosarudza bato rinotonga bato rezanupf rine zvino zvevanhu
saka lasti message yenyu kune vechidiki kubato renyu
kune vechidiki ndinoti shoko riya rinoti kudza baba vako namai vako kuti mazuva akawedzeke panyika rinoreva zvekuti unofanira kukudza nyika yako nekuida
avo vanga vari vataurai kandishaya nhengo yezanupf vachitaura naGodwin Mangudla westudio 7 vari muHarare. And now to the second largest city kwaBulawayo, Ezra Chiza Spanda uxoxe lo mqoqi wenhlelo zabatsha kubandla le-TPC umnumzana Kelvin Moyo.
Ya indaba yeservice ke sayizwa lapha iboda nje kuma social media la live live abanye bethu makhelwane zabona abantu bagijimela into zangkhona but engakutsho nje ukuthi siyawazi ukuthi iservice vele nyani towards election ni ZANU-PF every 5 years yazama ukuthi ngamaqhinga ukuthi njani ifake isifiye ebantwini ukuze abantu bangakwazi ukuvota kahle so thina njengeservice sithandazelele ukuthi njengabo ntanga kunabanye ontanga abafuna ukusetshenziswa ngesikhathi lesama-election ukuyahlukumeza abantu emakhaya ukuhlukumeza abantu khona lapha koBulawayo emadorobheni sibakhanyele
wena-ke bathi bona laba babekhona babanceda lokuthi batholeke ulwazi lokuthi basebenze imisebenzi etshiyeneyo kambe ngaba liqinizinto
amanga lawa inganekwane inganekwane leyo lokhu ngikuthatha from i-background emuva lapho ukuthi okwenzakeleni amadoda la akavusi indaba ze-national youth service abanye bangikhona ababegijima i-national youth service abasebenzi lakathesi bahlezi abanye bangikhona bayahlanya ngoba babehamba bebulala abantu bechitha izigazi so konke lokhuyana njani sikukhanyele mina engakutsho nje kubontanga ukuthi bengaphatheki uhlelo lolu ngoba nje akusikho it's not the best alternative for ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kalesi ontanga bagcwele bana babulawa zinjengu le ama-red barret la amakota la amancane babulawa into ze-crime babulawa into eziningi just because of ukuswelakala kwe-leadership elizwe 40+ years okhe zizama okhe zikhuma ama-youth service akuncedi lo
siyabonga-ke so uyakhuthaza ontanga ukuthi bangangeni la
abe ngaphatheke emadlwaleni la emadlwaleni la
uKelvin Moyo ubona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zabatsha ku-TPC koBulawayo. Ezra also spoke to Archibald Chiponda, ZANU-PF Bulawayo provincial spokesperson, who says the National Youth Service is a noble idea.
No, I think it's a positive move. For me, anything that instills virtues such as discipline, hard work into youth is a positive thing. A lot of people, they look at the National Youth Service and they think that the National Youth Service is something maybe unique to Zimbabwe. It's actually not unique to Zimbabwe. If you look, there's a lot of countries, European countries, we're talking Spain, we're talking Germany, that have got similar programs. These are just programs that try and inculcate a sense of patriotism and a sense of duty to citizens while they're still at a young age. Because what you would hope is if these things are instilled in people when they're at a young age, they then grow into adults who carry these virtues of hard work and patriotism on into later life. It really helps build a nation. It's a good thing. I really believe it's a good thing.
What happens after the training? Normally where they deploy it, they get the jobs, or they get employment somewhere.
They are attached to various government departments. What happened to them?
This would be a pool. It creates a pool of labor. A pool of labor which, you know is patriotic, and a pool of labor which you know is discipline. So it can end up becoming a very great source of labor for government, and even for the economy at large. What you find is a lot of people who are ex-graduates of National Youth Service, they actually become sought out individuals, even in the private sector, because the person, the company would be knowing that the person I'm employing has got such virtues inside them. So they can also end up being quite sought after, even in the private sector, as well as the government sector.
As a youth, as a young one as well, do you encourage other youth to join?
No, definitely. It's an amazing experience. I know many individuals personally who have been through it, and they are better off for it, believe me. I would encourage all youths to take up this opportunity that they're being given to go and train and gain skills and better themselves in life.
That was ZANU-PF Bulawayo Provincial Spokesperson Archibald Chiponda speaking with Studio 7's Ezra Chisaspanda. And now for perspective, we are joined by Platform for Youth and Community Development Director, Mr. Clarice Madugu. Mr. Madugu, good evening and welcome to The Connection.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm happy to be part of this program.
There is a sharp division here, Mr. Madube, between ZANU-PF on the one hand and the opposition on the other, together with human rights organizations over the reintroduction of the National Youth Service. ZANU-PF says a good move, but the opposition says it means violence in the 2023 elections. What say you? Where do you stand as civic society groups?
Okay, thank you very much. It is quite an interesting discussion. In fact, when we comment about the National Youth Service in Zimbabwe, it must be a commentary. We know what has happened before. So when we comment, we can't comment it from no history. The history of the National Youth Service from 2000, when it was introduced by Boda Gezi and the Minister for Gender, Youth and Employment, and also what happened, the trail of destruction that has been caused by the National Youth Service is what people remember. So when we discuss about the National Youth Service, we cannot take away that history. But in effect, it needs to be understood by our listeners that the idea behind the National Youth Service is noble, because it is where you are trying to inject or inculcate values of loving one's country, values of patriotism, because more often young people, as they grow up, they need to be given values for their country, values for the history of their country, of which those values are acceptable. Those values are important in any society, in any community, just like in a family. When you grow up, you need the young people to know the values of that family. If the family goes to church, they may incorporate those values. If the family wants their children to know who is their aunt, who is their uncle, and so forth. But what has happened, which is the background, I understand the worries that the opposition has, because they are purely evaluating and saying, when we had the National Youth Service in 2000, what?
Mr. Madugu, because we are running out of time, let me pose this question. Is there anything that can be done? Just one most important thing to you that can be done in order for the program to be acceptable to you?
It will take time, because we are polarized, and those who are introducing the National Youth Service, they're not doing it for the good values that it is. because from our own evaluation, what has happened is that we are in a situation where there is high contestation between the opposition and the ruling party. So we suspect that the National Exchange may be used for the wrong reason. But to say the truth is that it is a program that may end up being abused.
Thank you.
So what can happen is that they need to establish trust within the country, that this program must also involve other players that are not political.
Thank you, Mr. Clarence Maduk. Unfortunately, we are out of time, thank you so very much. That's Mr. Clarence Maduku, director of the organization Platform for Youth and Community Development. Let's take a break. Please don't go away. We will be right back. COVID is still here, so do protect yourselves. And now, tomorrow is D-Day for Zimbabwean workers as they begin a two-day stay away of poor wages. Workers complain that their salaries are constantly eroded by inflation and want to be paid in U.S. dollars. Harare resident Owen Liwayo says he supports the job action 100%.
The challenge that we have in Zimbabwe is that with an uncaring government that does not even take concern of the citizens. I believe they've been making negotiations. They've been talking points where they submitted their content to the government, they submitted their warfare. So the current government, the second republic, is a warfare government. It is a capitalist government that is derives satisfaction in the suffering of the people. The citizens have been saying for a very long time. They've been even petitioning the government. They've been even calling for the government to negotiate with the government. But the government has never responded favorably to the concern of the civil service. So I'm in full support of them, of their fairway.
So last week we saw heavy police deployment in the streets. I mean, do you think that tomorrow's event will succeed?
The success of the event will not be measured by how many civil servants are in the streets. Because definitely the government will support every, will deploy the security service, the police on the streets. The success will be determined by how much the message has been put across, how much the civil servants have managed to stay away and stay at their homes and not participate in the demonstration or being in the streets, but the government will come heavy on them.
Mm-hmm. And is there enough support from the citizenry to these workers who are complaining about their poor wages?
I would like to believe so, because the welfare of the citizens definitely affects the majority of the citizens.
Harare resident Owen Liwayo speaking with VOA reporter Godwin Mangudla. And for perspective, we are now joined by Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe spokesperson, Mr. Tembakuye Moyo. Mr. Moyo, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection.
I'm happy to be part of the talk.
Yeah, we have seen previously a government responding with violence to striking employees. And also we have seen mass stairways flopping, failing, because many people are self-employed. Are you ready for any of the two outcomes tomorrow?
The amalgamated teachers rural union of Zimbabwe, we are very late. If I can go back to you and say, you acknowledge that so many people are self-employed. And when we look at the classes in Zimbabwe, we have the workers, we have the peasants, then we have the elite. Those who are calling themselves self-employed today, it's because they are frustrated. They are frustrated that their occupations are not paying them enough. And the only way to survive for them is to self-employ themselves. But when we look at a country like Zimbabwe, it's a country based in agriculture, mining, and the civil servant. It means there is a shortage in civil servants. There's also a shortage in private sector. And we are seeing a mushrooming of people who think they've employed themselves.
Okay, so teachers are in tomorrow and Thursday. Who else is joining this job action?
Teachers are in. The industrial action is organized under the Public Service Association, meaning the whole spectrum of workers. We have nurses, we have other civil servants. The only challenge in Zimbabwe that we are saying is people are being oppressed to such an extent that they cannot identify themselves. That's the challenge. But holistically, all civil servants are part of the industrial action tomorrow.
And any word from the employer as of this hour?
The only word that the employer has sent is deployment of the uniform, the comrade. And that's what we expect tomorrow. The Harare streets and the Bulawayo streets will be flooded by the police officers and soldiers. But it is a naive decision when we look at it, because it's a stairway where people...
I'm sorry, Mr. Moyo. We have to leave it there. Thank you very much, Mr. Tembakuye Moyo of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUS. And thanks also to all our other guests. And of course, you, the listener at home. Be sure to tune in again next Tuesday. I am Tungamilinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.